神，我也去佛光山进入那个佛学班去看去读，啊，那边也学了一些，但是我还是，因为他们所讲的东西，跟 brother 所讲的有一点不同，因为他们比较，啊，根据佛法里面的经书来讲，我因为我的佛学很浅，所以呢，我就不能够太理解。后来我跟 brother 就学以后，他用那种生活方式跟我讲，这样我就从他那边学了很多。这是有一次我去湖滨精舍听 brother 就讲经，又有一句话又把我敲醒了。他说，什么痛苦什么想法，你那么执着，那么正多话呢，都是因为你这个思想，你的 thought 的问题，只要你的 thought 没有了，你就什么都没有了。哦，我想我那么痛苦，回忆那么多东西，哦，原来只是一个妄想。哦，只有我放下，那么我就没有了。所以从那次以后，我就慢慢的，啊，有时候想到不开心的，哎呀，这个是妄想，我不应该再想。然后忽然间你的心啊，你就会松了，你整个人就会松下来了，你就不会再去想这个问题，已经过去了，我在想只有让我自己很痛苦、
yeah.
那么这个是一个转念，所以我就学会了转念。那么这现在到现在为止呢，我就是遇到不好的东西，有时候我还会跟 Brother 就讲，我会跟 Mrs. 就讲、
yeah.
哦、他们就会又跟我讲，啊，你又是放念来了，啊，你又是执着了，哦，我讲，哦，对对对，然后我想，哎呀，连我都不是我自己
啊，是
啊，啊，我都不是我自己，我还执着我的孩子这么多，这么这样，有时候为他们操心，为他们放念，有时候我要嚷去跟 brother 就讲，很好 ，brother 就真的是，不但是我的老师，也是我很尊敬的一朋友，
嗯。
那么之后呢，我现在呢就是有什么碰到不愉快的或者是不如意的东西，我都会转念把它想成好的。可能 brother 时常告诉我、可能你以前你的 last life、都是会做这样的问题，说现在呢 come back to you、我接受、啊，这就是啊，这是说我以前的一般生活，啊，现在我就回来，啊，我这两天在这边修行，在这边禅修的一些经验，其实之前我也学过很久的禅修，但是就是因为不是非常认真，或者是因为没有足够的时间让我平静下来，这是我第一次参加9天的禅修，在前几天我都没有这个啊，都没有这些经验，就是好像平常这样。只有在前天的时候，我做了这个薄音，我在这边做，反正大概做了整半个钟头在这边薄。我那天的 energy 很多，我的晚上呢，我整个晚上都没有睡。没有睡觉，不能睡，到2、3点、3点、4点一直在里面都不能够睡觉，但是我也没有害怕，也没有说烦恼，我就是在那边，我甚至爬起来玩 game， 玩 game， 然后玩完一下了 ，OK， 跑去睡，还是没有睡。我以为我第二天应该会很疲倦，但是很奇怪的。
不会疲倦，
我一点都不疲倦，没有疲倦。然后叫了禅定，做了 morning 的这个啊 meditation， 我就去在那个 corner， 我就做那些，我以为我会疲倦嘛，慢慢的可能我会疲倦，我就去做 lie down 的那个 meditation。那么在这个段，我大概有整半个钟头，我就做那些数息观，就是你们所谓的阿那班那种 meditation 法。我数息观，我数一数，数，哎，我好像觉得我的没有放念， 什么都没有，空空的。
Completely silent。
我忽然间会感觉到，我知觉到我这样的情形，然后我就数数数数，数到一下子，哎，我发现到我的 happy 很强。
啊。
很强，这边跑跑跑跑，我自己也听见。
Yes。Yeah。
我听见，我甚至听见我的头在那个。
对对对，呀，
手这边也会
vibrate 啊，全部啊。
然后他一下子来来来来，大概整一二十下，然后他又停。
呀呀呀！
又没有了。
啊。
过了不久，我又跑回去数器官。
啊。
然后等一下他又来。
呀，
嗯。啊，然后我就因为我有听来
的，呀，对对，
所以我就一直塞那给他来气来气这样。
嗯，对。Very good。
一直到他就回来，那个叮一
声，
我就回来了。
呀，
这个是 morning session。
呀呀。
那我也跟白姐姐讲，她说啊对。那我下午的时候，晚上我就跑去那边坐，坐在那边的时候呢。我那天的奇怪，我的正念非常的好，
非常的好
啊
，mindfulness，
我也很觉知我自己在做什么，我在
fully aware， fully aware，
我在那边做，我又开始我的熟悉观，
anapanasati，
开始我熟悉观，然后我盘脚在那边盘住，
嗯，
然后我就一直熟悉观，那么情形也是跟早上一样，人家又感觉到这边跳跳，但是慢慢的。我的意思，我好像进入另外一个境界。
Yes，another dimension。
我进入一家，但是又不是说经书里面所写的阿弥陀佛的境界。
不是。
不是。
Yeah。
我进去的时候，他好像是比较模糊、比较暗一点。我就有点害怕。
对。
但是。我就想到我的师父说，我以前有没见证，我有另外一个师父，是佛堂佛光堂的师父，他说，不管任何境界，你都不要理他，磨来磨斩。
呀，磨来磨斩，对。
我就想起这句话 ，OK， 磨来磨。
磨 is mara mara kam mara kat。
磨来磨斩。然后我想起本来这电话的那个和讲的 silent mind，
be with it，
be with it， 所以我就不管他了，我就这样。但是我越进越深，这样子我一直去，知道吗？我又好开始害怕，他说想定下来，不用怕。我一直告诉我不用怕。
不要 the thought interfere。
就是，然后慢慢的。我又先得到了，然后我又回来呼吸，然后那个境界慢慢也没有了，然后我就是开始呼吸这样子，然后又回好像刚才一样，又回去刚才的情形，就很定在那边，然后我可以坐很久
，very long sitting，
very long sitting， 这是我的 past few years I never do that， 因为我的脚呢是不能
盘的，
很痛的，但是那天我盘有那么久，
不痛，
我一点都没有痛，我也不知道为什么我没有痛。但是等我醒过来以后，回到我们现实的时候，哇，
感觉到痛，
very
good， very good，
然后我就在那边摸，
马上就。
这是我一点小小的 sharing 啊，
萨德萨德萨德，we should rejoice， we should thank。
我在这里要特别的感谢 Mrs. Steele。
对，华太太。
因为她是我的同事，也是我学佛的启蒙老师。每次我有什么在学校有什么问题，我就。因为我们两个大概是
Very close and got affinity 缘分。She used to say where they are school colleague. She said so many teacher, but she very close to my wife. You know. Then the funny thing is, in the school, when they discuss talk, then she talk about stock market also. My wife also talk also no, I buy what share? Then he said, he buy that share. He said, hey, my husband also buy the same share. Then after that, he want to get to know me. Oh, that was the condition. Then when he want to get to know me, he invite me to a dinner with the husband to talk share. We even invite the last time head of research, DA, Ang Kok Heng, but they know him quite close. So from there, I get to know her. Then it was meant to be that condition. Then you know what happened? No? I think a few years later, 几年后, 有3年后, 4年后, 大概是2-3年后, oh, then the husband was a very successful entrepreneur. He was the managing director of a mainboard listed company and a very nice person, very good. Like Gumai said, very good husband, and very good to the staff and all those things. But because the condition is she got to move the Dhamma way, and so that's why the husband also maybe got duty at the place. So one night, just heart attack. So it's very difficult for her to accept because life was so beautiful with the husband around. Then all of a sudden this thing happened. Then the thought starts to create. Project into the future, the fear, the unhappiness, then cannot accept, like she said, 不能接受, because it came too sudden, 太过什么突然, I can't find the Mandarin. So all of a sudden it just happened. No? Then my wife told me, you know, I said, okay, we go to the funeral. When I was at the funeral, I saw her face. My wife said, try to help dog. I said, please. Nobody can talk to her now. I said, in that state of mind, you cannot. Then I saw one of the sisters trying to help her. Then she tried to like remain strong, put it up. A lot of those the friends, relative, colleague, and the office people, she got to stand up and confront all these people and make sure the funeral is properly done, but because of the sister they all have, so she tried her very best to put up, like try to avoid showing that she is really really sad and all things. But I can see, yeah, I can feel from the face. So I say, anything you talk also cannot go in, but he's not in the position to listen. The first noble true reality of separation is too powerful, too strong. The mind that don't have Dhamma cannot understand. So I told my wife, never mind. I said, you monitor her. I said, the day he can come and have dinner or lunch, when he contact you, then that is the time to actually talk to her. Or we waited 2 years later. Well, we were monitoring what she was doing through friends and colleagues. Then we knew she went to U.S. to visit the daughter. Then she also got another colleague who talked to her and asked her to go to, don't know, one of the Mayana temples. So that was the period she went into depression and all things. But I didn't know about it until later on she told me about it. Because after having dinner and lunch, then we talked. Then we became friends. You see. Then we became closer. Then she more willing to like share. Then there was one day I remember when I knew she was ready. I expounded the Four Noble Truths, you know, the first Noble Truth reality. I go into it detail. Then the cause of it, you know, then how to come out of it. Then she was like so happy, you know. Then she said, "Hey, brother, it meant it. No need to elaborate so much on suffering." That one, I really understand. For 2 years, I was in it. And he told me one very good statement. The thought is very, very cunning. When she was in this state of initial depression, you know what the thought tell her? No? He said, my friend, even those who are not so close, they come and visit me. My own brother, my own sister don't visit. Can get angry like that or no? See? The deluded thought. everything become like very real. Then you keep on thinking, keep on thinking. Then inside there, like a cocoon, no, repeat, repeat, repeat. Because, like I told her, I said, your life, you hold the key to your own destiny. To be happy or to be miserable, up to you. If you choose to be miserable, then continue to do the thing that you are doing. Understand? No? By doing that, are you happy? You got two choices. Project your thought, recall that unhappy memory, then cannot accept that reality because it happened too fast. What is the result? This is attachment. This is suffering. This is misery. Then he suddenly understood, no, there are so much more things in this world that she can do, you know. She can gain back her life, you know. If she choose to be happy, she can be happy, you know. Then later on was, it's only a thought. How come you got such power to make you so miserable? Because that thought you hold on to is a wrong thought. So when you understand all this, you only need to have some form of understanding, then you can easily come out of it. Understand? That's why she came back alive, and now she is a lot happier than before it happened. Because without that condition, I say, you have to perceive it. Wholesomeness is a blessing in disguise. I told her, if this thing don't happen, you got no condition to come back to the Dhamma. Your life is too good, understand? Everything is there. So in a way, it's meant to be. So accept that reality. Then there is no more remorse, no more hating yourself or hating others or blaming others. Because that thought that is in depression, keep on blaming others and sometimes blame yourself. That is what I mean by you don't love yourself. When you love yourself, you don't torture yourself, you don't make yourself miserable, depressed. You will be strong, then you will know what to do. If you need to ask for forgiveness, repent, you do, like yesterday, the solution. Then after that, cultivate, develop awareness, heedfulness, chanyan. Then from there, understand yourself. When you understand yourself, you understand others. Then penetrate the characteristics of impermanent, suffering and non-self, wu chang ku wo. So slowly, slowly, she developed those understanding. Then she became so much happier. Then she said, the best way is get something to do, understand? Then Alicia's solution better. He said, when you are in depression, the best way to come out is learn to love someone, love something, do something good for people, learn to love someone. And then all these depressed thought, negative thought, all slowly, slowly, they were reversed. That's why I said, learn to love yourself. Then she came to know, I can love the world, you know, but I love myself more, you know, myself. 我更爱自己, you know. So that is the understanding, you know, because if you don't love yourself, you don't have love. You don't have love, you cannot have true love to love the world, understand? You know? Understand? Your mind cannot transform. When you are in depression, you want to send metta. When you are in depression, you want to love somebody. You can't even love yourself. How can you love somebody? Understand? It's all the thought conditioning you, deluding you, making you think that you are doing the right thing. So this is how Dhamma can be very beautiful. So she said, even later on when she went to temple and learned, she learned quite a bit, but they are all scriptural type of teaching. She cannot link to daily life. It cannot like give rise to the understanding as to how you can use it and apply it. Or understanding to live life. Then she realized, she always used to tell me, you know, that I learned so much more Dhamma from you by talking to you than going to the temple. I said, oh, that was the best show. I said, not only you. A lot of people just talk to me. And they learn so much things. Not only about Dhamma. You know, any field that I'm good at. You talk to me, you develop a lot of wisdom. That's why sometimes I give hint to Kailamita. In fact, I think I did talk to him before. You must find time to talk to me, that's it. You learn faster than sitting meditating. Because that communication or that sharing, it will straighten your view, no? Then like Gumoya, one or two things only. She used the memory word, what? Turn around. Means, Ratio say, to be happy or to be miserable, it's my choice. What am I doing? Is it? I'm again go back to the old way, stuck in that. Like Alicia said, on the shore, jump back into the pond. Understand? So, chuan nian means what? These are wrong thoughts. Like sabba asava sutta, understand? Things that are not fit for attention give rise to suffering, you somehow go and give attention. So he used chuan nian, turn around, understand? I want to be happy, so this one lead to suffering. I abandon, like think we now know. Yoniso manasikara is wisdom. So this one, strengthen your view. So now you don't have full yoniso manasikara yet, but you have right view, understand? Then you start to cultivate, because these are the thoughts that are unfit for attention. Sabba asava sutta say already. So you have to abandon, understand? Then you go for things that are fit for attention, for Noble Truth. Ah, that's why she reflects what I told her. This body, this form, and this mind, also not me. Wherein sun, wherein well, just like the Buddha said. She sometimes like attached to the sun, expect the sun at this age to be successful and don't have to work so hard. She pitied the sun, worked so hard, but didn't really make the type of money. So. Then she felt very sad, and every time I want to help him, want to talk to him, but the condition was not there, because the sun was too busy, and the sun also don't want to talk. So she got this, then she realized, no point, this one all lead to suffering, where you try to change people when condition is not there. Then also, of course, got other very minor related, other type of relationship problem and life problem. Then she, every time got problem, she remember what I share with her. She just chuan nian, turn around. Then he go out and see friend. No? Oh, then he have back the good line. No? Oh, then this friend, last time very, very nice together with her. They go dinner, they go lunch, they go karaoke. So they have a lot of programs. Some of the friends are very sincere. One of them is a Christian family, used to travel together. Then they will organize overseas trip in a van, 8 people, 2 family or what, then they travel. Then she realized, she became very happy. The other good thing also, luckily, she very good at how to invest and make money. So money is not a problem for her. So she, earlier on she also have money, but she lost her life because she don't know what to do. Then later on I told her, I said, there are so much things in life. You see the TV, ticket to indulgence. You have the means. Pamper yourself a bit, understand? Or? Like that lady at the back. Go first class or business class. I know. She gone back already. I give the example. Because she can afford to fly business class. Because she must have met a lot of people. You are cultivator. You fly business class, you eat good food, dress so nice. So she said, die also must die nicely. So she don't have anybody to support her. Then when she heard about the good food, oh, she very happy. You must remember what the teaching is. The Buddha never say you cannot eat good food, no. The Buddha never say everything also you must give up, no. My classmate used to tell me one, no. Everything not real, empty. Give me your money. You're not real. Then, how? Not everything not real. The phenomenal world is a condition arising world, is empty. But when they are there, condition for you to have and own, the 4 types of happiness you can do, another can use. But there is another set of law of karma that recognizes wholesomeness, goodness, virtue, and relationship. So that part It's your duty, you have to do, understand not? And the Buddha said, you can have, you can love, but without attachment. Understand not? Your loved one, or you care for them, provide or love them, and sincerely do whatever you can for them because of love. But you never attach. If anything happened to them, you know, form and mind go the way of nature. This is a reality. Then do what you have to do, understand not? So food also same. Eat already, don't attach, understand not? Don't, next time cannot get this good food, throw tantrum, get angry. And then you have craving, understand not? But if you have the Dhamma, when you travel overseas, you don't have the same type of Malaysian food that you like. That food also you have to learn to eat, unless there is condition for those food to come by. Otherwise you have to accept. Then like I told you during the early years when I cultivate, I was dead serious. Where got people travel to overseas, Australia, spend that time, I think my whole family, I spent about 10,000 or 1,000. And that time 10,000 or 1,000 is a lot of money. You know? I didn't go there and tour. You know? I go there, I went into the retreat place. Not really a retreat, it was a container. To this, my teachers, they offered 100 acres way place at Velvet Farm. There's a temple there, people offer. Then they have container there. So, you know, about a few hundred kilometers from Sydney. The place was so cold, you know, at night, -6 degrees. You know. That is a new place, you know, people just offer. No proper sanitary, no proper toilet one. Then it's a makeshift warehouse. They just tidy up and make it into a shrine. You know. Their whole family there, my kids so small. Then not enough warm clothing because we don't know. We haven't traveled to a cold country before. And it was almost autumn or winter. You know. And that farmland is at night very cold, very cold. The first night was the best, first night. Because when we arrived, I think they put us out in an abandoned bungalow house. No? Because we I think too late or what, then the next day only we go to the temple proper. So when we were there, you're supposed to have firewood there and light the firework or no, so that it keep you warm. No? That night arrived too late, no firewood, no, nothing. No? Wow. -6 degrees. I tell you, normal people are workers and swear already. I spend so much here, money, I go there for what? Torture myself. No, there was so much joy, the whole family. And the faith was so strong. And we look forward to it. And we have very good, what they call, memory of it. Because we developed so much wholesomeness. We brought along the offering and all those things. Then we develop so much faith. Later on, I will explain the wholesomeness that you have done over this short period. It was because of all those understanding that I make aspiration. Every time I make offering to my teacher, that monk Ajayantra, I determine, and my determination is very strong, deep from the heart. Then I make aspiration. Every time I got occasion, I will do. Oh, that time, the faith is really strong. The saddha, virya, and the sati. And my teacher knew. He knew. He liked me. He liked my family. And he used to talk to me. He said, "You're very lucky." He said, "You can understand the Dhamma." He said. At that time, he knew already. Then he knew my nature different. That's why he was very close to me. So these are the things that can actually bring forth the condition. So you must understand, the Buddha never say cannot have good food or thing, but don't attach. That is the key one. If you don't attach, no problem. So that's why you can have good food. Then when you go to places with situation like that, no good food, okay. And you know, Thai food initially not used to, you know, everything also, you know, the Thai one, tong yam, hot, and all those things, then you scared gastric. Because last time I took asam laksa, took until gastric in the younger days. So Thai food, I very careful. So, but the mind, they understand, no, there are things you have to endure, like the weather, Then when I was there, I remember, Ramananda was there. Oh, Ramananda very kind. He invited me to sleep with him in the same caravan. He go and arrange a bed at the side. That one was very beautiful. Then my wife, they all, and the children, and the Dhamma friend that goes with us, they sleep in the kitchen where they got a burner, so not so bad. So our caravan, no burner, but enough blanket and warm clothing. So that time I already fully aware, you know, I 24-hour awareness on all that. Then when Ramananda woke up, I knew. Then when he get ready, I also get ready. Then I saw him walk 3:45 in the morning, a.m. He walked to the fireplace there. Then got a group of people already there, you know, even the Australian, you know, they sit around the fire. I think about 30 meter, about 100 feet wide, sit around the fire, meditating. Then I saw Ramananda walk there, meditating. Then I very mindful. Then I also knew. Then I also got a lot of metta. Then I follow. Then Ramananda said, then I also said, then there is one dog, D-O-G, dog. This dog is a Dhamma dog, no, they know. Every time I teach Achayantra meditate, he will go and sit underneath his kutia. And he know who have Dhamma, the dog. Then you know what happened? As we were meditating there, sitting around the fire, the dog came, no? Went to Ramananda first. Then wagged the tail. You know. Then I just said, then I read it also. Then after that, the dog came over to me. You know. Ramananda saw, she also smiled. Then after that, I just silent. Oh, the dog came over. Very happy with that tail. Really. And then after that, went off. But all the other people there, the dog didn't go. There a lot of things happened during those times. So, if you have faith, the Dhamma will be there. That is what I want to share. Then about her experience, very good. After she recovered, then she became very happy, more peaceful. So she went and attended some of the Mahayana, Four Quang Tai or Chan Chi, or don't know what I think. It's like retreat one. Then he can sit. Sometimes she got some good experience, but not like this time, because for the first time she attended a 9 days retreat. Then he said, 2 days back, the conditions start to arise and happen. The first few days was just normal. Then 2 days back, he said, she felt a lot of energy inside, and I cannot sleep, wide awake. So he thought next day she'll tire on. So go and lean against the bench there. Then she realized, the nature tell her to lie down and meditate. So she lie down and meditate. Oh, then all of a sudden, the stillness, the calmness come, the energy come. Then she meditate. She can become so quiet, so still, like no thought. Then the next day, she became more confident. Then she determined to meditate. She said she went there, that corner. Actually, before she went to that corner, I was told, she earlier reported to me, he said, again, anapanasati, the calmness, it become very calm, very quiet, very still. Then slowly, slowly, it moved down to the heart. Then he feel it. Then when he feel it, he said, the heart like pounding, poha, poha, poha. Then he said about 20 times. Then it slow down. Then like very quiet, silent still. Then after that, no more. Then she decided to go back again. Then it developed again. Then after that, I was told, she said, somebody walking in front. So she said, if like that, I go to that corner, no people disturb me. So she went to that corner. She went into a type of calmness that is very different, though. He said, the normal still and calmness, after that, like he went into another dimension, though, where the mind is very different, very different. He never experienced before. Then suddenly the thought interfered. No? There was fear. What are you trying to do? Then he remembered the Four Quang. There is one teacher, the Sifu, that she quite respected also. He said, whatever it is, don't fear. Then the Mandarin got a very good word, you know. Mo lai mo zan, mo is mara. Mara come, you also kill the mara. Chop, is it chop? Zan is chop. Chop. So mo lai mo zan, so become very brave. So went to Annapurna city again, then went to that state again. You know. Then when the state appear again, this time you want to go in. You know. As you want to go in, it become deeper and deeper. Then again, got a little bit of fear. Then you remember what I say. Be with it. At peace with it. Don't do anything. Oh, then she went in. Then the whole mind state become very different. So, that means she has a path. When the condition is that, is that it will connect. Then she got affinity with some great beings and good friend up there. Especially, I think, Guan Yin. She like to Song Jing, you know, Mandarin Mayana Song Jing, the Mayana Sutta. She like to write. Then Alicia also saying, Chao Jing, but Song Jing, eh? You read, you chant. So, like, Song is like give, you know. Understand? So you read this sutta, you like offer this sutta. So non-human sometimes like it, the cultivator. So Alicia also say last time, Chao Jing the time, he said, you can see your impatient one, no? Then not nice one. Then you will know how to slow down. Then you will know how to become mindful. That's why I told her, I said, yeah, Chao Jing is meditation. If you know, it builds up your sati, and it builds up your awareness to see your heart, how you actually, then when you can do it very nicely, as you do, you understand, then when you read, you actually, they call it Song Jing, like, or Song Ni Tong Si, like generosity, you read out and offer to the cultivator. Yeah, la, read it out la. I know, you read it out means you offer it to those beings to listen. Understand? It's not like you use, because this Dhamma, how can it be a solid thing for you to offer? Understand? It's not. So means, like sometimes what I did is, when I go to certain places, I knew the beings there need Dhamma. Even at Sumeru, I did that. Yeah. At Sumeru, the energy is energy field, very still. They are good beings, but they lack wisdom energy. So that day, you remember the second trip we went there? He opened up his personal space for us to have our puja. You can remember not the chipping of the birds and all those things. So clear in the recording also went in. And I can sense, they are all there. So when I was silent that time, meditating that time, actually I delivered the Dhamma. I say, this is the one that the Buddha teach and can give rise to wisdom, the Four Noble Truths, the Three Turning. So you can send out from here, you can share all this. So instead of reading it out from your heart, you can give. So Mahayana actually modify it out and put it into writing, tangible, then you can read it out aloud, understand? But when you have the Dhamma, you don't have to write, you don't have to read, you just share direct. And this sharing direct is very, very penetrative, because it relates to life, and people can understand, and it's very clear. So, a lot of these things, when you start to understand, you will know how to appreciate and do. Then you don't get a wrong idea of what people are doing. You say, Thiruvada ve go latte wa, go copy sutta wa, then go and read the sutta and like Song Jing. So if you have a prejudice, then you will think Mahayana one cannot be right. And there are people who comment one or is it? He said, chant the Buddha's name, Amitabha, Amitabha, chant, 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 can go pure and become enlightened. No meditation, no noble evil path, nothing, no Four Noble Truths. That's why when you don't understand, you simply comment, and this is very dangerous. Understand? You know what they do or not when they chant? They are developing spiritual faculty. Understand? Because the Buddha's name, Amitabha, is the Buddha, and they contemplate, reflect, and they have faith. That's why they chant. Understand? So the saddha is there. Then when they do it with understanding, the virya is there. They keep on doing. Then if you really sincere with the saddha virya, the sati will come. They will chant until the mindfulness becomes so clear, no? That the awareness or the mindfulness and the chanting become one. Then they suddenly realize there is no one to chant. And because they whole day developing spiritual faculty, they will develop heedfulness throughout the day. Because when the mindfulness becomes very stable, it becomes samadhi. Then the time, anything they do because of their awareness and mindfulness, they will understand. Then they will see their mind, they will see how they get angry, unhappy, everything, because their mindfulness and their samadhi is very clear. This is how they cultivate. Then every time they rejoice, Amitabha, understand? We all, of course, sadhu, but you don't mean it. When you mean it, sadhu, you really rejoice because wholesomeness. You did all these things. So Mahayana has their way of developing the cultivation. And their sutta are very penetrative. But like I always tell a lot of Kayamita, Mahayana sutta is different from Theravada sutta. Theravada sutta is actually to develop understanding for lay people or monks and cultivators so that you can cultivate and develop the understanding. That's why the Buddha gave a lot of discourse, surely. But Mahayana Sutta, they straight away go to the mind, you know. They straight away teach you beyond the mind, you know. Like Xing Qing, everything, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Then the five gates are empty. They don't like start with Four Noble Truths, slowly explain to you the reality of life and cause of suffering. No more. Straight away, the Dhamma, the very deep penetrative one. So I always say these are the sutta that are meant for enlightened beings. It's meant for the higher teaching, the Bodhisattva way. That's why they actually came out in Mahayana, they call it the Great Vehicle. The Great Vehicle. Theravada initially was called Hinayana, they don't like, they call it the Small Vehicle. But actually, it's not whether you want to discriminate or not. What they have understood is the Bodhisattva way is so much more to the understanding than just the sainthood way. The sainthood way already very beautiful. We are at the time of the Buddha. That is more important. It's only after you realize the enlightenment, then you decide whether you want to go the full way or not. If you have affinity condition, you want to go the full way, then Mahayana have some guidance. So all this is part and parcel of the various type of teaching for the various different period and different conditions that arise. So with that, I think I will stop the sharing. Then Mimi told me want to share. No, last one. Yes.
Apologies, somewhere between 10:20 to 10:50, we somehow didn't record.
Never mind. Don't worry. Don't worry. Oh, means Brother Chong on run away. Never mind. That's why advantage when you are here, you get to listen them. Now we invite Mimi. She told me she will share. She got some very good sharing.
Okay.
It's to help you all. Okay.
Before I start the sharing, as I said that day, I want to seek the forgiveness from Brother Teo. So now I think since he's in front of me, I better sit in front of him.
already forgiven the moment you ask. Understand? No need to like affirm, but you don't worry. Yeah, it's just a thought. Condition like that, it will arise. So you understand that it's just a thought. The ego is not involved. Understand? No? Then there is nothing. What is thought? Condition arising. So condition like that, things will be like that. But if you know how to ask for forgiveness, it's better because it's definitely clear. So not to worry about all this. Don't after that go and think, I also got dirty thought, I also got wrong thought. Then you come to retreat, your whole retreat spoiled. That's a whole day holding on to it. Then very scared to approach me, brought you. I want to apologize. Like one of the kind of the lady, I think a new girl. The first thing before he talked to me, I want to apologize. I also don't know why she wants to apologize. But whatever it is, you don't worry. You, the moment your heart sincerely requests, is forgiven. Understand? Well, I have made that vow. All great beings know how to make that vow. To forgive all beings. Three periods of time, covered on. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, this sharing actually starts, I think on the second day or third day, I can't remember. I went to the, as usual in the morning, I will get up quite early and I walk down to the main shrine hall. And normally I'll pay respect to all the Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas. I will do my sitting meditation. Normally, I'll find a location where I don't block anybody walking. So I was smack in one little corner beside the pillar. And straight away, I do the sitting meditation. So when I sat, actually, I went into a very good state. Actually, as I sit, I can straight away went into stillness. Then as I sit in the meditation, eventually, actually my whole body is disappear. Any sensation, let's say like if I want to swallow my saliva, is the sensation is like it's dangling. That means there's no body there. Is this body is become a form of it merged with the environment. Then after that, the chanting start. When they start, I can actually aware of every movement, the bell. When they beat the bell, I can feel the vibration, how it thung from there and it goes. And then every single movement, I'm aware. So then later, I can feel the nature of all the Buddhas and all the Bodhisattvas. I can feel them. And this awareness is not from this form and mind anymore. It's like, I don't know how to use the word, evaporating in the environment. Then as they walk, I can also feel each and every the people doing the chanting, their nature. Then I can feel like this whole, their nature and the Buddha nature is like, is in one, I don't know whether I should use this word, oneness or whatever. I because sometimes I find it difficult.
It's okay. You can use whatever word that come to you. Because certain experiences are very difficult to describe. Yeah? There is no word sometimes.
Yes. Then as they do the chanting, the movement, as they walk, actually I silence my mind, I can know where the movement is, which direction of the movement is very clear. Mm. Even with their movement, I can also hear the bird chirping, even with all these phenomena going on. Then I sat further, I can feel that actually, the chanting is, nobody is chanting. It's just, I also don't know, they say, like, nobody is chanting, they're chanting. So that thing come to my mind, you know. Because it's like that. So I was like, as usual lah. Wow, this experience, I must share with Brother Teo.
Mm.
Then I saw Brother Teo coming up. Then I share.
Okay.
Then Brother Teo said, this is pure awareness.
Mm.
He say that word.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the pneumono, I don't know how to use that word. Then yeah. I was like, why? Is it like oneness? And yet he said, then I said, I like that agree with him lah. I doesn't agree with him. That's why I have this like thought. Why he said not like that? Lah? That's why there's the thought arise that is not very wholesome.
Mm.
But anyway, never mind. Then after, I think after lunch, I say okay, never mind. I eat normally. I eat very fast if we are not on duty to wash the plates and bowl. I eat because I don't drink the whatever drink. I just drink plain water and I just clean myself. I will go. Then I went up to the hill area.
Mm.
Then as I walked up, then I was like contemplating, okay, pure consciousness and oneness. Okay, he said oneness is without that conscious.
Mm.
Very close. So I said, okay, let me think about, I said, let me reflect and contemplate about it at the hilltop.
Mm.
Then as I go up there, I walk, mindfully I walk there. And then I was, I think our brother is there. I saw him doing the bowing. Then I find a spot for myself. Then the moment I sat down, my nature tell me, I must not doubt my teacher. I must have faith in him. So, I must ask forgiveness from him. Then, the moment I lay down my sitting thing, then I bow facing the temple. As I bow, there are tears coming down from me. So, I say, okay. Then, I relax and contemplate. So, I really didn't get much that day. So the next morning, as usual, I go down for the chanting.
Mm.
And I tell myself, because the whole night I was reflecting on this. Because this is something is not very easy to
comprehend. Yeah.
Because I know they are very close. You see, it's very close.
Yeah.
So I tell myself, okay, I got to try... No, then I reflect and contemplate. My true nature tell me, Mimi, you, number one, you don't agree with Brother Teo because of the egoic self of you. Okay. Number two, this is a state that you cannot try. You must not try. Because this is a state that you got to be totally at ease. And you must be in a state, then you will understand it. This is what that my this little nature of mine telling me. That's okay lah. Then I go to the chanting. I sit as usual with no element of craving, because my nature already told me night I slept. I think about. I reflect and contemplate. So then I, as usual, I tell myself, okay, I just be very mindful, just do it. If I tapak, I tapak. If I don't tapak, never mind.
Okay.
So I sat there. So I sat there, and as usual in the chanting, because I'm so used to have the pure awareness of things, because most of the time, to be quite frank, I'm in that state one. So for me to see the state better is really not very unusual for me. Then I tell myself, Brother Teo tell me, you must even transcend the pure consciousness. And there's no consciousness to even aware of it. I said, okay. Then I said, okay, I said, as usual, when they start doing the chanting, is the pure consciousness is aware.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just silent my mind, I just relax. I know that is the... Then later, I come to a state, I top up that one, you know.
Okay.
Is that... But it's like, Pratio is not stable,
I know,
you know.
I know.
It's like the in and...
It's a glimpse of it.
A glimpse. Then after that, for a while, then glimpse. Then I said, oh...
But very good already.
It could be this is the thing he's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Then never mind. After the chanting, as usual, I will do my homework. I will pay respect to my happy friend.
Oh.
Every time I go there, I will actually I silent my mind. I really pay respect to him. And I don't know why that day I went after breakfast,
mm-hmm.
after the chanting. Then I go back for breakfast. Then I want more time. So I eat very fast. Then I go back to see... my happy friend.
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, I want to truly penetrate and realize this state. I really need your guidance to show me as how should I realize this state, and also, you know, to stabilize it. Then. Very strange. Normally, I pay respect to him and I do whatever talking I want to do and I will just leave. So, when I want to pay respect, I want to leave, the sense tell me, sit down.
Yeah.
So, I say, okay, sit down. So, as I sat, I normally don't sit this kind of meditation position. So, as I sat, my hand is like that.
Mm.
Normally, I sit like that.
Mm.
So, the day, I don't know why, I sat like that. Then, as I sit, as usual, my pure consciousness can aware. Then later, the whole awareness go into that state, you know, for quite a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, oh, this is what Brother Tim is talking about.
Okay, sadhu.
So I said, okay, so then... I sat until he asked me to leave. So after that, he said, okay, you can. Then I pay respect to him. Then he said, you know, your problem later on is, he tell me, because of your ego weight. So that's why this is also good for you to realize. Because in the Dharma cultivation, the very refined ego is also
you cannot see.
Is you must have the very stable sati to see this little this refined ego. Number one. Number two is he tell me back. He reminded me that in cultivation is you have must not have the wanting to reach whatever state. So, what you did, okay, right. Then the third thing he said, your teacher, Brother Tio, is a very good teacher, you know. So, luckily you asked for forgiveness, you know. Then after that, then I said, of course, I said, thank you. Then,
okay.
Then after that, I left, lor.
Oh, okay.
Then after lunch, I think after lunch, I went up. Again to the mountain. Then as I walk up, you know what I see? You know, as I walk up, I turn to the place. Then I see the front part of the temple. There are three flags there. I walked so many times, I didn't realize there's flag. You know, that day I saw three flags. You know, then I was in that state of seeing. Then I understand Hui Ning that the flag. The mind move, the mind don't move. I was in the mind that is not moving. Then straight away, I remember Hui Ning, that thing come to me. Then I said, no wonder Hui Ning say like that. And that is what he's trying to get at. Then, okay.
Because the mind is the one that perceives the movement. That's why Hui Ning say, you have to learn to see form. Then see beyond form. The unreality of form, then you see beyond form. Then you will reach the mind. That's why he gave them a hint. He said, both also not right. neither the flag nor the wind. Oh, your mind. Oh. Without mind arising, there is no perception. There is no word that wind and flag. Wind and flag is created by thought, words, via the mind. That's why form is external manifestation of mind. When your mind arises to perceive, then form arises. When you don't arise a mind, no word, no concept, that thing doesn't know is a flag. That wind doesn't know is a wind. But you create it through thought. That's why thought is external manifestation. Form is external manifestation of mind. When mind manifests to perceive, it arises. Then it's like real. And then you got two monks also arguing. Then when you silence your mind, you can see. That movement is through the awareness, through the perception. If you don't labor through perception, there's no word, no flag. Then there is awareness of the movement. There is a nature that is aware of whatever that is going on in nature. But no word. But the moment there is a word, there is a perception, that's like mind, awareness. That's like all this you have to return. External phenomenal world of form, return to that mundane mind, which is the condition arising mind, consciousness. Consciousness return to pure awareness. And then pure awareness must have that wisdom and understanding. Then finally it has the complete wisdom, then the cessation will happen. And when the cessation happens, you return to the source, the oneness, and all say, but not a person, please. Then cessation can happen, one glimpse of it, or you can go in for quite long. But you want to do that, you be careful. You better let your loved one know, otherwise you thought you did. No? Sometimes you can be there for 7 days. No breathing or no. Doctor come check. Sudha. no more. But the body still got warm. Not like a corpse suddenly cold. No. Then that one, life force can come back on. But that one, when you go through cessation, there's no heartbeat. There is nothing inside there. Pure awareness also don't have one. Okay, good. Sadhu. go on.
Then I continue going up to the hilltop and I sat down. And that day was nobody was there. So I sat down, then I was like, oh, okay, this flag thing, okay. So now I get a clearer picture. Then I said, maybe I have to stabilize this understanding. Then as I was reflecting and contemplating on it, you know, the message come to me, Wu Yin Jie Kung, the emptiness of aggregate form and mind is all empty. That means I only have done the seeing one only. In fact, earlier I had a sitting meditation. The hearing I also have done because I really can hear but no words one, and I don't. So then I tell myself, okay, that means I have no the seeing, no seeing consciousness that one. Hearing also I have done. Then I was telling, oh, this is how it linked. Then I said, five aggregate, that means still got the tactile, the sense. Because then I said, okay. Then I straight away can link. Actually, Quan Sing Pusa, the Heart Sutta, that is the penetrative one. That this penetrative realizations that I'm trying to get at. So I know I still haven't done the touch. Some more.
Actually, those various sense, though, you don't have to actually go through all. You only need to daily mindfulness with the direct seeing.
Mm-hmm.
The direct seeing without word, when you awaken, the three characteristics is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to one sense, go, no need.
Mm-hmm.
But the five aggregate, you have to go through one by one. You have to understand what is form, the two aspects.
Mm-hmm.
and the unreality of form. That's why condition arising leading to impermanent. Understand not?
Mm.
Yeah. Then you have to see beyond form. Then you reach mind. Then when you see with the awareness, the direct see, then you realize mind also like that, come and go, condition arising. That's why impermanent. The moment you hold and grasp like external form, you get entangled. That one will come to an insight, a direct seeing. Then you penetrate. Then after that, you will know the five aggregates of form and mind are all empty. Because within the consciousness, the five aggregates, you will understand them one by one. When you do Vedana, Nupassana, you will come to know Vedana also like that, condition arising upon contact with senses, then trigger of consciousness with the seven universal feelings inside, then how it condition craving. You will see them one. Then you will see them like you see form, condition arising, causal phenomena, grabs, cling, suffering. Because they are impermanent, they are condition arising, there is no permanent unchanging entity. That's why it's empty. Feeling also empty. You go back and contemplate on anatta lakkhana. If it sells, it will not lead to affliction. Then, whatever that lead to affliction, is it permanent? Is it impermanent? If it's impermanent, the Buddha say, does it lead to satis? Is it satisfactory? It's unsatisfactory, but it lead to suffering. So whatever that is impermanent and lead to suffering, is it right to call this is me, this is I, and this can be mine? You reflect. Then one day when that wisdom stabilizes, then in your bhavana maya panya, the direct seeing, you just awaken. You just understand all of a sudden. But you have to be with the phenomena. The moment of its arising, sustaining and passing away, you must see them one by one, one by one. In the sutta, they put the jnana knowledge at one of the inside, you see the disappearance, 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 which is also true. You will start to see everything sees, everything sees. Everything also has its condition arising. That's why your mind must be silent to be with the moment of sense experience, the phenomena. The moment of its arising, sustaining, and passing away. I remember my second last teacher, he was trying to teach one Singaporean cultivator. We were at her house. Then he told that Singaporean, he said, you see, he moved her hand, then like that. The moment she did that, I straight away awakened the three characteristics. I was standing there, with my mind already silent. Then I realized all phenomena like that. She just moved her hand. Then she said, arise already. Disappear. Arise another one. Just like that. The Singaporean still looking. I already suddenly inside there, all along was like that. You know why? Before that I can see the moment of its arising, sustaining and then passing away. I saw all those things already. Then I was ready. That's why the moment she explained, she said, arise already. Another one arises. When another one arrives, that one sees. And then I realize the footstep also like that. All phenomena also like that. Whatever thing that arises within the sense experience, condition, right? All like that. That's why phenomena world. Then the perception also like that. Not there, zup, there already. Then zup, next moment gone already. That's why impermanent can come in many, many forms. Many, many forms. Phenomena not necessary movement, no. Like you think something that move only there is a phenomena. The mind that move you cannot see, no. That is mental phenomena. The perception is a phenomena. When you perceive this, it will move to another perception. That's why all these are phenomena. So the definition is very much anything perceivable by a mind is a phenomena. That's why mind arises, everything arises. Mind is the forerunner of all things. So all this you will understand, then you will be very penetrated. So don't go waste time on the sense door. Understand? The sense door is to trace the origination factor. Understand? But to see the characteristic, you have to silence your mind, direct seeing, be with the phenomena. Then with the understanding of the Dhamma I share with you, at the moment of phenomena, if your mind can be like that, you will awaken. You will awaken. No need to ask me to raise my hand. Okay? But if you are silent, you really can awaken. Okay? Anything else?
So then this morning, then when I brush my teeth, I can feel the sensation very clear, which I do most of the time in my house. But this time, as I brush, I awaken to, actually, you don't even feel the sensation. There's nobody brushing the teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, okay, that is so
okay. I had to warn you, you listen, you don't go and do. You haven't even cultivated stable, you can't even see form. Unreality of form, you can't see beyond form. You want to go to mind. This is consciousness, pure consciousness. That's why don't be gullible. I also cannot like Mimi. No one brushing. Anatta. Not like that one.
Actually, to qualify that, actually I have done the form to see beyond form. I've done all those already. That's why I can do this.
No,
one.
They have reached the mind level because their awareness is there. They are very stable. Then they still got to actually slowly develop the stability or the understanding.
To stabilize.
Because sometimes you want to use word and share, you must have it very stable. Otherwise, even you, let's say, awaken already, you cannot share because the stability is not there. You don't know how to find the word.
Exactly.
Then you don't know how to actually describe it. You know it's empty. You know it's non-self. You know it's suffering. But you don't know how to put into word.
It's true. This is my problem.
You know how I started or not? I also, initially, 25 years ago, I knew all these things. But a lot of the things I know, no words or no. That's why I had to find my own word, specific phenomenal awareness, general spatial. No book right on. There are a lot of things that I come to reflect on them, understand. There is no word. So that's why I had to slowly, when I have condition to come out to share about 10 years ago, then from the condition that arise through the sharing, because you ask question, the moment you ask question, the nature will know, it will know how to tell you, understand? But if I purposely want to tell you, I cannot. Understand? This thing is no condition, nothing happened. It cannot describe, it cannot say, wow, I want to give a talk. I want to impress these people. I want to show them this Dhamma. That is memory, understand? That is thought, understand? That's why this one, unless there is condition, I cannot speak. Sometimes I come in here, I didn't have question, but I speak something. It's because there is condition, understand? Somebody must have approached me, or something happened, the sign come, then I know this is important for living being. Then I share. Then sometimes before I go for a Dhamma talk or what, the title they given me already, understand? You know what I do? I just reflect. How can I develop the sharing so that living being can understand, so that the people there can understand? And then from there, the understanding from the nature just come out. Then when I go there, I don't know what I will speak on. It depends on how the condition, how it started and all that. Then what happened there? That's why sometimes you listen to my talk, I will quote the thing that happened there. How can you know what will happen there? You cannot prepare a talk like that one. Then if I prepare one, not smooth one, the flow. Then it's trying to recall. Every time try to recall me, it's not from your understanding, not from your heart, it's from memory. So this is what I realized. This flow, you have to actually go through the sharing. As it share, there are more Q&A, then this nature will know how to explain. in a better way, in a better way, in a better way. Just like Sri Anshao, or even Tuesday class. For 6 over years, same essential Dhamma. But every time it comes out different, we have different conditions. Then because you all listen to all this, then every time you listen is different. And this will straighten your view. This will stabilize your understanding. That's why those who are with me, now they can understand very fast. They can progress very fast. They can really, really experience all those things that we share quite fast. So this is the message that I want to convey. Okay? Anything else? Almost 12 o'clock already. We may have to
I think that's about all. That's what they say. A lot of things that, in fact, the last retreat, I have a lot of experience. I don't know how to say it out. You know.
Yeah, the word is not there and not stable yet. Later, don't worry.
So I scribble just a few words for my memory to retrieve. That's
to,
all.
To develop the condition so that later on, because I reminded her, I said, you have to write it down. Because last time I never write down. Then the understanding, that phase, gone means gone. I used to tell my wife. That time when I understand, nobody come near and talk to me or discuss, that Dhamma is gone. Unless got condition, it come again. Then a lot of my sharing, why I can recall last time how I learned from my teacher, you set the condition. Then that condition will make me recall. Because this brain, the fire aggregate inside there, is non-grasping. It cannot hold on to anything. And there is totally like no memory at all. But when there is condition, it will retrieve. Because this thing has happened before. Through the training, the cultivation, that time. Then it's fully aware how it comes on and all. And that one, no need to remember. When condition come, it come out. When condition come, it come out. That's why the heart speaks straight, direct from the heart. It's not from memory anymore. Yes.
After all this experience, then later I link this understanding to the seven.
The seven elements
of the universe. Just now when I was meditating, this thing come to me. Now you understand this is how it is. So I was like, wow, okay. I will go back, I will do up whatever for my own self-understanding.
Because it will help her recall later on when she wants to share. When she go through the notes, it will like create condition for her to recall that time how she developed the understanding, how the experience come, and how the Dhamma stabilized. You read through, you will know what... But too bad for me, I didn't record most of it. I only record a little bit here and there, handful of it, which I find very important, very useful. Then sometimes when I go back and refer to that one, then I recall, wow, that time actually, at that moment when I realized that time, the whole thing was so beautiful. Because the pointer that I wrote there, then I can recall. Yeah. During that time, you want to understand that is the best time. But that is the time, really, still very clear and very, very, very fresh. But don't worry, because thing is meant to be. Whatever will be, will be. That's why for 15 years, no real people came to me. I mean, Like nobody know what that nature is. And actually, off and on got people come. Off and on. They know when they talk to me, I'm different. But they can never imagine what that nature is. That's why they come, they go, they come, they go. Well, that time, no title, nothing. Didn't even give talk, didn't even give sharing. Nobody invite. People hardly remember you. They only know I have to set up the tape library. Or their brother Theo Brickfield. Then they know I'm very close to Ajayantra. If anybody want to look for Ajayantra, the Christian guy, they say, you call this number, this brother Theo, he knows. He's very close to you. So that's how all this are possible. So if there is affinity, there is condition, things will happen. After all, everything is condition arising following nature's law. He know you, he know me. Anasana. So don't be deluded. Don't think that this is me, this is you. No. But this is a very beautiful form and mind vehicle for you to use to come to this world, to learn, to experience, and to be a blessing to all, so that the karmic nature continue to grow, continue to become beautiful. Then like I say, as real as it can be, is only within the moment, split second is dead and gone. But there is such thing as life, even though moment to moment it passes by. And life can be beautiful, where this form and mind can really experience life to the fullest. It can experience all of the beauty and the wonders of life. Everything is so pristine within nature. Okay, we go for lunch, yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Closing salutation, huh? Budang pujemi. Dhammang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi.
Can we restart at 1:45?
Can,
okay,
no problem.
So we'll start at 1:45.
No problem, no problem. Even 2 o'clock also no problem. Well, your meditation is too long, I think, 2.5 hours then.
The other thing is, can you just make a note? Sharing was about 11:30 to 12:15 on the 20th of March. Just those are like timestamp it. Wait, I just want to...